The federal government is affirming the Mi'kmaq First Nations treaty rights in an ongoing dispute with non-Indigenous fishermen in southwestern Nova Scotia. Fisheries Minister, federally now, Bernadette Jordan, and Indigenous Relations Minister Carolyn Bennett released a statement on Monday saying the Mi'kmaq have a constitutionally protected treaty right to fish in pursuit of a moderate livelihood. Non-Indigenous fishermen are being, well, they're protesting the Indigenous fishers or the Mi'kmaq fishers' attempts to set lobster traps in St. Mary's Bay during the off-season, or what, you know, the non-Indigenous fishers would call the off-season, which runs until the end of November. Angel Moore is covering the unfolding situation for APTN, that is the Aboriginal People's Television Network. I chatted with her about her experience on board a Mi'kmaq vessel over the weekend.
Over the weekend, I was, and I'm at the wharf with the Mi'kmaq people where they have set up fisheries operations. Inside the wharf, it's all Mi'kmaq boats and fishermen. And last Thursday, the Baganagati issued their own moderate livelihood fishery, and that was launched last Thursday. And they handed out their own tags for their own traps. That's when they started going out. Community members of the Baganagati went out and started fishing for a moderate livelihood. And then slowly tensions rose because there was non-Indigenous commercial fishing boats out on the horizon. You could see them, and it was unbelievable. I don't know if it was over 100, just sort of sitting out there in the water. And I've been told when the Mi'kmaq start putting out their traps, they were going back to check on them, and they were being cut or they were gone. So what happened on the weekend is I went out on a boat, and we went out to check on some traps and drop some traps, community members of Sebaganagati. And we went out and picked up some traps first, and they got some lobster, and the stocks of the lobster is good right now. So that's not an issue about overfishing. They don't overfish. The commercial fishing boat started approaching, and they're coming in fast. And we were the only ones out there. We were the only Mi'kmaq boat out there. And they came in quite fast, quite aggressively, and they circled around us, and then they all sort of just stopped, and they were sitting there while we were there. So it was very intimidating, very scary. And then they started circling again quite aggressively and close. A couple of smaller Mi'kmaq boats came, a Zodiac and a jet boat called the Mi'kmaq Guardian. They're just sort of like making sure everybody's safe and kind of like a security for the fishermen. And they came out, and, you know, because we were by ourselves, and you could see the commercial fishermen taking the traps out of the water and putting them on their boats. You know, they were, because there's no fishing season right now. So it was the Mi'kmaq traps. And, you know, you could see the buoys, the Mi'kmaq fishermen, you know, we knew it was their traps. And then that's when it got, you know, there was yelling and boats were circling around, and it was pretty scary and pretty bold. It was bold and dangerous. The large boats were cutting off the small Mi'kmaq boats. It was unbelievable.
Were you or the people on board the vessel you were on, was there any moments of, you know, intimidation or were you ever afraid?
Oh, absolutely. There was intimidation, and there was, everybody was afraid, but there was intimidation. And it was like, I think I said in my story that it was like a cat and mouse chase, or David and Goliath, I've heard, you know, because they approached us and circled us fast, aggressively, and they were big boats. And then all of a sudden they just stopped around us, and they were just sitting there floating. And you would look at the boats and you couldn't see any people. So it was like these ghost boats sitting there watching us.
What's at the heart of this dispute?
It is not an illegal fishery. This fishery was, the Mi'kmaq signed the Peace and Friendship Treaties in the mid-1700s, and these treaties never ceded land. So the first treaty, or one of the treaties in 1752, agreed that the Mi'kmaq shall not be hindered from but have free liberty of hunting and fishing as usual. And the Supreme Court of Canada upheld this right in the 1985 Simon case. And then in 1760-61 treaties to ensure the Mi'kmaq have the right to sell, barter, and trade at a treaty truck house, which were run at the British at the time. Today, there's a treaty truck house at the Alton Gas site, and the treaty truck house is on Crown land. I've been told that Sebago Negity will be setting up their own treaty truck house to sell and trade their lobster, and that will be in their community. The treaty that Donald Marshall asserted is the 1761 treaty for when he was charged for fishing eel out of season and without a license. So then in 1999, when he went to court, right, in the Supreme Court of Canada, the Mi'kmaq won. That was a big win. The Supreme Court of Canada did not rule the Mi'kmaq have a right to fish. The Supreme Court of Canada upheld the Mi'kmaq right to fish. You know, the Marshall decision was extremely important, and the launch of Sebago Negity Moderate Livelihood Fishing was on the anniversary, the 21st anniversary to the day of the Marshall decision. And the first pegs that were given out that day were given to Donald Marshall Jr.'s son. So it was very emotional. It's very important to the Mi'kmaq and very significant. And the Marshall decision is significant because the Supreme Court of Canada upheld the right for the Mi'kmaq to fish, right? So that's a constitutional right.